The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Covino and Rich, hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you enjoyed all the games. Hope all your teams won. We want to talk about what type of fan are you and what type of fan should you be. And it has to do with braggy fans and not so braggy fans. Stay tuned on that, but we're taking your phone calls now.
Yeah.
877-99 on Fox, wrapping up your takeaways from this weekend. Who do we got?
This is Jaden in Wyoming. What's up, Jaden?
Hey, Jaden, you're on with CNR.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, man? You had to feel a little bad for the Bills fans. And I mean, that you know, the team went through a lot this year. They were the favorites to go all the way. And, you know, you practically lay a goose egg. Yeah, you put points on the board, but that game was 14-0 by the time you opened your eyes.
Yeah, no, so I'm a Bills fan, and I can't tell you how disappointed and how sad it was for the entire state of Wyoming. If you've ever been to Wyoming, ever since Josh Allen has gotten drafted, the whole state is behind him. Like, there's Bills jerseys that are local college game, like everything. It's crazy. And the fans there at Buffalo, you could just see they stayed after the game. Like, they were just heartbroken, just disappointed. Yeah. And like, this was our Super Bowl year.
You know what? You look at Josh Allen, and I even saw a video recently that I already think the guy's a winner, class act. I saw him like palling around with some handicapped kids, some special needs kids. I'm like, Josh Allen's just a good man, a good player, good leader. And yeah, Buffalo, to answer your question, Covino, and to back up Jaden, Josh Allen's the guy that you got to be like, man, I thought this might be the year. And you know, Joe Burrow said, nope, hope you only got your refunds. Josh Allen, maybe next year, buddy boy. All right, Timothy in Fresno. What's up, man?
So good to have you on the radio in Fresno, California.
Awesome, brother.
I was calling about things that made me win over this weekend.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that the Jacksonville Jaguars got into Mahomes on purpose. If you look at that injury, the defensive player that came around and got him, he did not need to put that weight on that ankle. And he was already throwing his hands up like he was looking for a foul before anything happened. I think he was
I'm not going to accuse dirty play, but I wouldn't put it past people. I mean, a week ago, not to pull it back to my Niners, but we all know Deebo Samuel's got that, you know, the leg injury. And you saw the Seattle Seahawks twist his leg on the tackle, and that caused a fight on the field. Like, if you don't think some of these guys are like, yo, take out the star players, like, they're not above that, bro. I promise you, not any. You talk about 53 guys on a roster, there's guys on the team that are more than willing to take a dirty cheap shot, right?
Oh, by the way,
a little extra, and that's dirty. That made me go,
Thank you, brother.
You know, just random observations like that one. When did it become the norm to just watch them punching for the football to this level? Like, I saw your 49ers defense, like, taking just straight up hacks when the play like seemed over.
Yeah, it's like forward progress, stop the play. You see, like Fred Warner, like he's a freaking boxer.
He's throwing uppercuts.
He's Tyson Fury.
No,
like,
seriously, he's throwing uppercuts. No one's saying anything about it. And it's like, I understand you're trying to get the ball loose. I understand the strategy. But that seemed to really become a thing.
Yeah,
even more so.
You know, obviously, what do they teach you? You know, lock up, tackle, wrap the guy. Tillman was one of the first, Danny G, to start punching at the ball.
Yeah, but yep. It was obvious this weekend with Rich's 49ers a few times.
Yeah, but you know, you're seeing. Yeah, there are people that, you know, they do the right mechanics for a tackle. But then there's other guys where they're not going for the tackle. They're going for the strip every time. Punching. Leo in Virginia, last call for now. And then Covino and I have a theory about what type of fan you are and what it says about you. Leo, go ahead.
Gentlemen.
What up?
And Rich. How are you guys?
What's up, bro?
Hey.
You guys are a great addition to this Fox lineup. I just want to let you know that I've been listening to you guys since you started, and it's awesome. What I wanted to talk about was these chuckleheads that come out with these memes that said, oh, Brock Purdy beat a $40 million quarterback. You know, seriously, like, quarterbacks don't play quarterbacks, you know? It's just, it's ridiculous.
But it's not that. And, it's like what Colin was saying today. It's like the, you know, Cowboys are playing or are paying Ferrari money, and other teams are winning with Civic money.
That is true, but you're right. It's not.
And by the way, I was offended because I drive a Civic.
You know what, Leo? I will say, there is something to be said when people say quarterback versus quarterback, because I'm a Niners fan. But you know what Brock Purdy didn't do? He didn't beat Tom Brady. The Niners beat, you know, during the regular season when it was like Purdy versus Brady. I'm like, no, it's really the Niners versus a bad team, and Tom Brady just happens to be the quarterback of a team that's not as good. So I never believe in strictly quarterback versus quarterback. But
it's not, but when you're paying that type of money for a player, you're paying for them to win those games. That's why you pay them that money.
Yeah. Imagine if you found out your lease payment on your Tesla was the same as someone's Corolla.
You'd be right.
Like, wait a minute. Whoa, hold on. Wait, what are you driving? What am I driving? Yeah. Come on. So anyway, I wanted to ask you, what type of fan are you? And I got to ask you, honestly, I'm asking you, Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Dyson.
Am I not the right type of fan? Am I too reasonable? And I know you might hate that, you might say, you? Am I too, quote, humble of a fan? Because when my team wins, I don't brag about it. I don't go after the losing team. I'm more of a, hey, man, like, I have Dallas Cowboy fan friends. And I'm like, yo, man, defensive battle. Your defense was good, man. Dak made some mistakes, but hey, better luck next year. My man, yo, fist bump. I don't like to rub it in, because you know why? I'm not on the 49ers. Yo, last time I checked, my name's not George Kittle. I'm not Christian McCaffrey. I'm Rich Davis.
I feel it's part of the etiquette to congratulate a fan on the win, though.
But you know what, though?
Even though they're not on the team.
But
you
I got to ask you, am I too
mature? Your 49ers won? Hey, man, congrats.
Am I too mature?
Maybe when it comes to this, but everything else, no.
Okay, good. Like, I had to call it one of my buds. We'll call him Barry. Barry on social media posted like a sad cowboy, and he's like, cowboy fans, told you this is where you come to kiss my ass and my ring that we're going to end up getting. Tried to make amends for all that silly talk all week. And I hit him up. I go, yo, bro, do I not know something? Are you on the team?
right.
I don't get it. And
so
again,
you're talking about the guy that's pouring the salt in the wound.
What I'm saying is,
and takes joy in that.
What I'm saying is, I'm a super immature guy. But am I too mature of a sports fan where, like, during the game, I was texting a couple buddies that
are
Cowboys fans.
Do you have to be, or is it, and this is just a general statement, do you have to be, or is that part of the fun?
Yeah, I'm saying, am I missing out on the fun? Should I be more braggy and more, like, mad when they lose? Like, Danny G, you were saying off the air, you and I were talking about how your wifey's biggest observation of the weekend was that there was more hate than love.
Yeah. She was like, man, when I went to Instagram, the 49er fans on my feed and the Cowboy fans were going back and forth. She was like, and in the past, she was mentioning Cowboy fans. Just as a casual fan, she has noticed that it seems like they're rooting more for the other team to lose than they are for their favorite team to win.
Well, you know what? I got to give credit to our buddy Chris that chimes in. Chris Rucker, diehard Cowboys fan. When I say that, I mean he's a big John McClane fan and a Cowboys fan.
Die hard and Cowboys, yeah.
He says, I feel like if you're the guy that cheers for a team to lose more than your team to win, you're effing lame and your mom is a garden tool. He didn't say garden tool.
But no,
so that goes along the lines with what Danny G was just saying. It's like there's a lot of people that just root for other teams to suck and for the disappointment of their fans more than their actual team. Now, I also think that there's a lot of people that aren't good at busting chops, as my dad would say.
Yeah, busting chops.
Which is also the nice way of saying it, right? Busting chops. Like when Stephen A. Smith laughs about the Cowboys losing, I find it funny.
Yeah, me too.
Right? But when your buddy there is so angrily sending nasty posts on social media, it loses its fun and it sounds more angry. So I think some people are just better at busting chops than others, or rubbing it in more than others. I think rubbing it in is part of the fun. It's just, are you doing it the right way?
I don't. No, which is why I'm asking you at Fox Sports Radio, because, for instance, something I can control, doing our radio show. If another radio show trash talked us, I'd be the first person to go at him, and I'd slam and murder him.
Really?
Like, I have no patience for
that. Wow, we've never seen the side of you.
Yeah. No, you go at me, or you go at my family, I'll go buck wild on you. If any other radio show went at us...
He would borrow Spock's hatchet.
Who is this guy? Yeah, he didn't say that when... Remember that guy when Weenie in the Butt called you a nerd?
Yeah, good one.
who is this guy? Yeah, remember that rival morning show?
But you get what I'm saying? If some radio person or broadcaster trash talk me, I go harder than back. You're coming at me. I'm a Niners fan. I'm not John Lynch. I didn't construct this team. I'm not Kyle Shanahan. I'm not calling the plays. And guess what I'm not? I'm not Christian McCaffrey trying to gain that extra yard for the first down. I'll root. And if you're like, dude, your team lost. Like, I don't know the level of trash talk where you just look like an ass. Or am I being too mature by saying, hey, hard fought battle, bro. Your team lost. Sorry,
bud. So this is mature versus immature. It's also like... busting of chops and also crossing the line.
When I told this guy, yo, are you on the Niners? Because I think you need to settle down a little bit, buddy boy. You're making me hate my own team by you being like this. And he goes, sorry. Why are you acting like the fun police? And I'm like, am I being the fun police? Is trash talking the ultimate part of sports? Or
I think you also have to know somebody at a certain level to play these baby games. You know, these are sports baby games again. You can't just come at somebody and not really know them and you're saying nanny nanny poof poof because your team sucks. That's something that friends do amongst friends.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've had people come at me ready.
Like, I don't know you like that.
I've had people come at me ready like, yeah, enjoy it now because my Eagles are going to whoop your ass next week. And I'm like,
well, how well do you know them?
I'm like, they're not whooping my ass. I'm not playing. Like, if Jalen Hurts lights it up against the Niners, I'll be bummed out.
Yeah, but you
guess
can't.
What? You had nothing to do with it, my friend who lives in Philly.
Yeah, but you can't be gloating around when they win either.
But that's why I'm not the guy gloating. I'm not the guy posting like, yeah, victory.
But
I'm saying
if you're consistent, then yeah, then that's all that matters in this situation.
I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I need to trash talk more.
You're not the fun police, though. The fun police is at the last sports network I worked at a decade ago. There was a host where if we would say my Lakers or Rich, if you said my Niners, he would interrupt you and he'd be like, yours? Are you part owner? You're not allowed to say that.
That's the fun police.
That's
sort of annoying.
That's the fun police.
That is the fun police.
But Danny, like, you're a Raiders guy.
I do notice when
my
Rich
Raiders
says we, like,
yeah,
we,
yeah, you can't say we now. Now I will, I'll give that dude that we because you're not on the field.
I'm not on the team. Right. I don't pull the we. I'm not on the field.
No, I'm just saying when people say that.
Yeah, no, that annoys me.
That
like,
stands
Danny,
out.
If your Raiders lose, again, I'm not a mature guy, but my first instinct is like, yo, Danny, tough break, man. Dude, your team, there. I feel for you, brother. I'm sure you are friends.
You don't want to give him a little, hey, hey.
I'm sure there are friends that are like, ha ha, your team sucks. F you, Danny, ha ha. And it's like, yo, I hate that guy.
Hey, maybe sometimes those guys deserve it, though. You know, if it's specific.
I've never ran to social media to make fun of somebody else's team.
It's today's weak world. You know, nobody will say these things face-to-face. They'll say it face-to-Facebook, and that's the problem with society.
And we've all had this person, especially on Twitter, where it feels like they're just sitting there with their hand right above the button, and they're hoping and praying your team's not going to come back in the fourth quarter.
Oh, man, I again, we'll take all your feedback. I'm curious to chat with you guys on Twitter and Instagram at Covino and Rich, at Rich Davis. But to me, when someone hits me up with trash talk, I'm like, there's a part of me that feels like maybe I'm like acting too mature. Like yesterday, instead of like rubbing it into Dallas fans, like, ha ha, you haven't won since the 90s, losers, ha ha.
If somebody has fun with it back and forth, like what Covino was saying, busting balls, busting chops,
yeah,
then that's understandable if they're smiling about it and they're still having a good day. But I feel like there's a lot of quote-unquote fans who take it so serious, like it feels like they are. They think they are an owner.
Maybe I'm off the mark, but you ever heard of the term negging, Danny G? It's a dating term, negging.
No, it sounds dirty, though.
It's like, Spot, can you give me a good example of, like, you know, it's like, say Monty's here, and you're like, hey, Monty, nice shoes. Did you buy them on sale? She's like, why? You don't like them? You're really just kind of flirting with her, but a backhanded compliment, kind of.
Like, yeah, it's like,
then they want to, like, it's like almost like pulling a person's hair when you were kids.
All right.
Yeah,
it's like you like them,
right?
But you're pulling their hair.
You think this is a bro's way to nag with another bro a little bit? Like, hey, dude, I don't know you that well, but I think you're kind of cool. The 49ers stink.
I don't know, man.
This that way of just becoming like creating a bond with somebody?
No.
Like I'll tell you what, when the Mets lose, my inbox is flooded with people just waiting to be like, oh, you Mets being the Mets. I'm like, who are you? I don't know.
Well, like I said, if I don't know you, then I find that suspicious.
That's like
I do know you, then it's all good and we could bust chops.
Like, anyone in the studio can tell Rich that his stubble's looking pretty weak today, and it could be a joke.
Yeah, kinda, like,
but if, like, someone, about? If, like, you're walking down the street and someone's like, hey, man, weak stubble, it's going to throw you off.
Yeah, but Rich's point is, that's his stubble. He's not on the 49ers.
But still.
Yeah, I'm like if you made fun of me, I'd go right at you. I'm not, like, I have no control if the Niners win or lose. I'm just cheering, and if my team wins, I'll be happy. If they lose, I'll be bummed. But you, random cow, like, I would feel like...
You have rooting interest.
I know, but if maybe I am too... Maybe it is, you know...
It's a life investment.
I'm such a mature guy, I guess. That's what it comes down to. Ramos, I'm just so mature.
I have noticed that about you.
I'm just so mature. Yeah. I don't know why. It's the one... Maybe it's my one... Maybe it's my one mature characteristic, which
is... It might be your only one.
Let's go to... Where do you want to go? Where do you want to start?
Wherever you want.
Emmett in Olympia?
Sure. 877-99 on Fox is Covino and Rich.
What's up, Emmett?
Covino, Rich, Spotty, Danny G, Ramos, Dan Beyer. What's up, guys?
What's up, hey, man? Emmett, what's up, bud?
Nothing much. My takeaway from this, if you're breaking your TV over your team losing, then you need to get your priorities straight, first of all.
Yeah,
second
no
of
joke.
All, my takeaway from this weekend or these playoffs actually was the kind of decline of Josh Allen. I still think Josh Allen's a good quarterback over these past couple games, he's looked like a Josh Allen we've never seen before. Maybe like rookie Josh Allen. He hasn't looked there, and I think that's costly for the Bills. I think they have some things they need to work out in the offseason because I still think they could do it. I mean, you got
it seemed
Allen,
that way, but even
Diggs.
As you speak, man, we're watching some highlights. I mean, let's give credit to the Bengals too. They made some plays. They really pressed them.
Yeah.
Besides their defense being that good to stop some of the Bills rushing attack. Yeah, they stopped their rushing attack. Where was it? You're talking about a cold weather team in Buffalo, and they can't run the ball the way the Bengals do. Mixon was all over the field.
Yeah.
Where was the Bills rushing attack? Josh Allen needs some help as far as the ground game goes.
Agreed, because, you know, not to jump to another game, but you realize when you shut down the run and you're forcing a team to be one-dimensional, way easier for a defense to do their job, right? If you're forcing a team into a one-dimensional offense, you can't establish any run game. Yeah, then it's all on Josh Allen's back. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I think one of the stories we got to keep in mind is the Bengals being not underrated, but the Bengals, it's a long season, right? In the same way we look at the Niners, who started out, 3-4. The Bengals also started out under 500. And you get that perception early on, and a lot of times you're like, wow, this team's been better than anyone else for the last months. And the Bengals were one of those teams that midway through the season, we were like, the Bengals might be a wild card. They haven't lost since.
Can we just give props to where props are due? Joe Burrow, so cool under pressure. Joe Cool is back. He's the new Joe Cool.
He's the guy. Like, I feel as a fan fortunate that we're going to be able to watch this dude throughout his career. Excited to see where it goes. Again, 242 yards, two tutties, no interceptions. Guy just plays big, and he's confident. You know, he said some questionable things about refunds at the end. I saw it stirred the pot a little bit. But, hey, man, he walks the talk, and I respect it. I like watching him play.
So what I was saying with the Bengals, when you go back to the regular season, there was a point in time where I remember we all looked at their schedule and said, well, the Bengals, they have a tough road to the playoffs because they had in a row. I'm just going to backtrack for a second because I remember us talking about this. At the time, the Bengals were 6-4. Right, slightly over 500, and we're like, man, they're going to really, because at the time, the Jets and the Patriots, there were a lot of teams that were, at the time, like the same record or better, and we're like, well, the Bengals, yo, get this. Since then, we looked at the schedule. Remember, we said, oh, they're playing at the Titans. They beat the Titans. They're playing the Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs. They're playing the Browns, divisional game. That might be tough. They beat the Browns. Oh, they're playing at Tom Brady in Tampa. Yeah, they beat the Bucks. Well, they're playing in Gillette. They're going up to New England. Yeah, handled Patriots just fine. Oh, that Bills game got postponed. And then since then, they beat the Ravens. They beat the Ravens again. They beat the Bills. Like, the Bengals haven't lost since we questioned them.
Yeah. So props to them because they look good. And it made for kind of a boring game on Sunday. That Sunday afternoon game, for a minute, aside from the snow and the atmosphere of it all,
yeah,
unless you're a Bengals fan, it did get a little boring. And I'll tell you for sure, I was at a bar during this game, and I felt the boring vibe even at the bar,
yeah,
where you normally feel a buzz and excitement. And I was four Tito's in, and I was hanging out with Uncle Tito, and it still felt a little boring, but still watching Joe Burrow on a big stage is impressive to watch. Things that made you go, 877-99 on Fox is the number. Want to go back to all the phone calls.
Yeah, let's, and the last game we'll get to.
Yeah.
I'm more about the observations, though, because I feel like I have a couple big takeaways, more observational than the games themselves. Ray in Fresno, what's up, Ray?
Hey, guys, you know what made me go home was, first of all, I'm a Niner fan, and I'm glad they got the win. But I didn't like the way that they just kept Lenore on CeeDee Lamb. Kind of CeeDee Lamb seemed to be getting the best of him. And they would motion Lamb over there to his side. And Lenore's right there. Hey, I love Lenore. Puts the effort in. But Lamb was just getting a little bit more. I thought they would adjust it and put Javarius Ward on him.
You know, Ray, one of my observations that, you know, a lot of times, like, you get away with something if you win, you get away with it, right? Or, like, a lot of times, like, we always say, if you're drunk at the bar, but there's one other buffoon that's more drunk, like, the focus is off of you.
Or, like, you missed four extra points last week and you still win, it's kind of forgotten.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about Maher, too, for a second.
I think that Kyle Shanahan, who I always think is a great coach, I think he played very conservative yesterday. Very conservative offensively, conservative with the time management going into halftime. You know, there were moments where you're like, you know, Kyle Shanahan is playing. This is not what he did for the last month or so where the Niners just seemed unbeatable, scoring 30-something points a game. So I bet you'll see a different Niners scheme coming out next week. I think if the Niners would have lost that game, a lot of heat would have been on Kyle Shanahan calling a very interesting game. John in South Carolina. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Glad I can listen to your show again. Last week, I was busy after my wife passed away last year. Oh, I became a full-time travel radiographer. So my contract now is in Columbus, Ohio. So things that make you go, huh, I thought about it this weekend. It's like if Cincinnati wins the Super Bowl, my patients are going to be a lot more happy. So they'll be easier to handle.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Cincinnati, the most underrated team all year long. They were the defending AFC champions, but all year, Danny G, what was the narrative? Buffalo, 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 Buffalo.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Remember how bad their O-line was? Their O-line is not going to get them anywhere. They're not even going to make the playoffs.
Yes.
You got to look at the coaching job done there.
Yeah.
But it did look like, you know, to backtrack, it did look that way because we were talking about Burrow can't play if he's on his ass the whole time.
For sure.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the season.
They filled the gaps. They coached him up.
They made adjustments, yeah.
The biggest adjustment I saw, how about all those quick slants, those quick passes, yep. The screen? That's what you do when you have an O-line that is not one of the top three O-lines in the NFL. How do you fix that?
Quick slant plays.
Dump offs. Screen passes.
Yeah.
Slants.
By the way, sorry to hear about your wifey, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hopefully this takes your mind off it a little bit. 877-99 on Fox.
Bob. What's up, Boise Bob? How are you, man?
Gentlemen, how's it going on this fine Monday?
Well, I'm feeling good, man. You know, it's always a nice feeling when your team, you know, they're going to play another week.
I love the music. Speaking of regulators, somebody needs to regulate the vocal range on those background lyrics. Let me tell you.
What's on your mind, man?
Takeaways from this weekend. My honest takeaway is after watching my Niners do what they did, there's some things that could be improved on. But there was a lot of radio talking heads, none of you guys, some that follow you guys, that were describing and were on the Kyle Shanahan dump wagon. And I would argue that the 49ers, right there with the Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals, are the best coach teams in the NFL right now.
Did you say bagels?
Yeah, man, I'm hungry. But no, I said to our buddy Ethan, who was in the editing room, I said, you know, the nice thing is, let's be honest, the four teams that are in the championship games are the teams that should be there. There's no, like, sneaky team that got in. The right teams are there. These are the matchups and the coaches and the players that should be there. Buffalo, the outlier, right? There were five dominant teams. Four of them are there. And I think the right teams are there.
I agree with you.
All right, Dan Beyer, the update of all updates. What's going on?
I'm not sure about that, but I can say this. I do think that there is a level to breaking TVs. If you're breaking an 26-inch TV, like, all right, just go down the street and get another one.
Exactly.
It's the one where you have to carry it on your shoulder. I saw some guy throw it out in his driveway. Like, that's a whole other deal. Like, if you're punching the computer monitors that we're all looking at right now, I'm sorry. And by the way, you shouldn't be watching your favorite team's game on a 26-inch TV.
And Dan, you know, every time you break your own stuff, I never understood that. I did it once in the last maybe 5 years of my life, and I felt like the biggest moron afterwards. I slammed down my remote control because my kids were driving me insane, and I was like, damn it, and I broke the remote. And I'm like,
you might want to talk to somebody, Rich.
I mean...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And the Cradle Will Rock, Van Halen. I'm trying to figure out the tie-in, though, because DJ Ramos always has some subliminal thing going on there.
It's like a great game show.
Yeah.
It is 95% of the time a very good game show. This game show didn't work out very well. This is just like, hey, I saw a song I liked, and I'm just going to play it.
Hey, you know what? That works, too.
I'm sorry.
I love me some old school Van Halen, a la David Lee Roth. I'm not a Van Hagar kind of guy. I'm Covino. That is Rich. We got Ramos, DJ Ramos. We got Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. And we will be giving away some bribery balls this hour. Ooh. So listen out for your name if you subscribe to our podcast for free. Just search Covino and Rich. We got Spotty putting up videos at Covino and Rich. Thank you for being here, hanging out with us. Again, Danny G, Ramos, Dan Beyer, CNR, and you, your phone calls.
Starting with Carl in Austin. I was saying that...
Hey, Carl, good to see you.
Maybe I'm sort of like, I don't know, a lame fan. I don't like to rub it into the team that loses. I'm not a real braggadocious type of guy with my team, maybe in life,
right.
But with my
team. After this weekend, we saw a lot of like trash talking, but sometimes it crosses the line a little
bit. Yeah, I don't know. What's up, Carl? What are your thoughts, buddy?
So I think the biggest thing with fandom is for college and professional sports, there's a difference. If you go to the college and your entire family goes there, I think you can start claiming the we.
Yeah.
Because you've invested your time, your money for multiple generations.
Agreed.
There. Now, where the professionals, I'm totally with you. There is no I unless you're the owner or you play for the team or somebody on your family plays for the team or works for them. And the only caveat I could almost take to this as being a newly acquired season ticket holder for a hockey team is once you start investing thousands and thousands of dollars, you start to feel like maybe it is kind of partly your team, but you know you have no say, but you get more access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're financially invested and therefore mentally invested as a fan. So yeah, psychologically, you're a part of the team.
I guess.
Maybe they're more invested than you, Rich.
No, I guess, but my point is simple. It's that I saw more than anything over the weekend, and Danny G and his wife were even backing us up, saying how you see more and more people making fun of Cowboys fans than Niners fans enjoying the win.
Oh,
or
yeah. The memes,
you know,
were nonstop.
Like, you see, like, you know, if you're a Buffalo fan, your friends aren't saying, like, oh, man, that sucks. But like next year, they're like, ha ha, you guys thought you were going all the way, suckers. And it's like, I don't know. I just, maybe I'm too mature. Mark in Medford, what's up, man?
Hey, Dale.
What's up?
Well, I'm happy for you guys that you've matured to the point where all that lack of success by the Mets and Yankees doesn't affect you anymore. Just kidding.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, you know, hey, now there is such a thing as a friendly rivalry.
Yeah.
And busting chops is, you know, it's really on a... That's part of a friendship. You know, that's part of what friends do with each other. You know what I mean?
I think Mark, somehow, some way, Mark might have just made sense and he didn't even realize it. Because yeah, Mark probably is not known for making sense. But I would say
he's not known for that.
I don't think in his circle it's like, Mark, that's the guy that makes sense. But he did say friendship. I think social media has opened it up to strangers mocking you and your friends.
And you're now mocking
teams
in broader strokes.
And you're like, who are you, rando guy? F off. Now, if one of my good friends is like, yo, you Niners blew it, I'd be like, yeah, you know, I've known you for 20 years. You could bust my chops a little bit. I think maybe we...
That's where it hits different.
We talked us into circles until we figured it out. And it's social media allows strangers to mock you, yep. And I'm not cool with that.
And you know what? I've asked rando guy on Twitter before. I've said, who's your team? And I get a reply back, I don't have a favorite NFL team. Okay. All right. Random troll.
All right. Lorenzo in Virginia, wrap this up, buddy boy.
Hey, Lorenzo.
All right. Two quick things for you on fans.
Yeah.
One, I've learned they don't know as much about the sport, their favorite sport, as they claim to.
Of course.
They watch it very passively. They've never been super close to it. They think they're experts. And for lack of a better term, I think most of them are pretty idiots. But the main point is I feel some of these fans, this is their only source of joy in their life. I don't want to sound mean, but I know many that where they don't like their job. Their family situation is so tough. So that 3.5, 4 hours, 5 hours on game day, that's the highlight of their week. So when their team wins, they are strutting. And when their team loses, they are inconsolable. And when you combine like a lack of a true knowledge of the sport with that kind of devotion, it can get ugly. And as far as Cowboys fans on social media, if every time I got to see how about them Cowboys with the most meaningless third, fourth, fifth week win. So when stuff like this happens, like, I understand.
You
the
did it to yourself,
on,
Cowboys fans. You've done
they
it to yourself.
It on themselves. Right.
They provide a lot more ammo than most teams, for
now,
sure.
Before we go to Dan Byers' update, you and I agree with something. And for the years of us doing our show, how about him?
The rule is when you and I agree, it's fact.
Yeah, when Covino and I agree, it's fact. And some of my buddies said, hey, what are you doing for the games this week? And I said, listen, for the Niners Cowboys, I need to be in front of my TV with the volume super loud, no one bothering me, honed in and focused, like truly focused. But I'll go watch the other game somewhere else. I don't care. So I actually met them at Buffalo Wild Wings. Some of my buds said, hey, we're going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. I parked at Fox Sports Radio because I'm a cheapskate and didn't want to pay for parking. And I walked across the street. And
is there a lot of Bills there? Bills fans?
Believe it or not, West Coast vibes of not as full of a bar as you thought.
No, I meant for Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
So, order my wings, order my drink. I'm sitting there, and we're watching the Bills-Bengals.
In Buffalo, is it just called Wild Wings?
I think it might be, yeah. So, like, French toast is just toast. Fries. I'm watching, but am I really watching? Of the four games this weekend, if you said, yo, Rich, break down what you saw, what you observed, the one game where I feel like I've noticed the least
was that Buffalo-Cincinnati game. Now, you could say, well, Rich, it was sort of a boring game. Buffalo was never in it. But I think even when you go to a bar with the intention of, yeah, I'm getting together with my buds or we're going to watch at the bar, it sounds like the most sports fan, manly, right way to watch the game. But I'm here to tell you, I think when you're at the bar watching the game, it's the least attentive you are watching a game.
Completely agree. Completely agree.
I was worried about my wings. I was, hey, can I get more blue cheese?
No, people are talking.
I'm listening to my buddy's.
This dude's telling you about his marital issues. Yeah, he's like, hey, man, I came here for the game, not Dr. Phil.
Your one buddy's telling you about a bad bumble date he went on. The other guy's talking about his kid's soccer game. And you're like, yeah, we're here watching the game, but we're really not watching the game.
When the Dodgers were in the World Series, my wife said to me, hey, let's go to a bar. Let's go to someplace and watch the game. And I said to her, I don't.
Yeah.
And the reason why I didn't want to go is because I like to watch a game. I like to hear what's going on, and I can't hear with everybody talking.
Well, yeah. I have the solution for this.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yeah,
it's
do.
Good.
And I'll save it.
He's Steve Bartman. He wears his headphones to the bar.
But, hey, watching a game on theory, on paper, at the bar with other fans sounds like the right way. But if it's your team, it might be the wrong way, and I'll tell you how to solve all this next. What's up, Dan Beyer?
Hey, guys. I agree. I am a stay-at-home guy when it comes to any big games.
Wouldn't it feel, though, like, oh, go to the bar? It just sounds like the sports fan like guy thing to do, but you're not getting a vibe of the game either.
Yes, correct. And I don't think that you could truly be who you truly want to be during those 3.5 hours in a public setting. We don't know if Tom Brady is going to be staying home or not, but Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers, has done it for a long time, doing it for the Tampa Bay Times, was listening to the Tom Brady Let's Go podcast on Sirius XM and I guess wherever you get your podcasts. Jim Gray asked Tom Brady about his future, and Rick Stroud transcribed it as Brady is saying this, and I quote, "If I knew what I was going to bleeping do, I would have already bleeping done it. I'm taking it a day at a time. I appreciate you asking. Thank you."
Wow, sounds angry.
Yes, end quote. That from Tom Brady. We knew that Stephon Diggs was angry.
Man, a simple I don't know would have done.
Stephon Diggs took to Twitter to try to, I guess, explain his outburst that he had towards Josh Allen and in the postgame following yesterday's loss to the Bengals. Well, Diggs tweeted these tweets. First one, want me to be okay with losing? Nah. The next one, want me to be okay with our level of play when it's not up to the standard? Nah. It's easy to criticize my reaction more than the result. Ooh. Those series of tweets from Stephon Diggs.
Wow. Well, Allen addressed it. He said something about we have to be better. You know, we have to be better moving forward. We have to figure it out. Something along the lines of he wanted the ball and he didn't get it as much as he wanted to. It happens.
Steps it back to Dak Prescott. Oh, he throws over the middle to Turpin. He gets hammered down by Jimmy Ward. The game is over.
What a way
to end it. The 49ers are on their way to Philadelphia.
That was courtesy of the 49ers Radio Network. It's the progressive play of the day. The final call and got run over.
Why would you have Zeke Elliott playing center, getting run over by a guy twice his size? Mike McCarthy said, this is a play we drew up in practice. We've played. How'd it go in practice, Mike?
I guess a lot better than that if they wanted to.
That was really.
At the end.
I mean, it was really one of the more miserable last ditch effort plays I've ever seen.
Les Miserables.
Anyway, we're Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR. 877-99 on Fox is our number. And again, we hope you enjoyed the games this weekend. We're excited for a kick-ass week of shows and the conference championship this weekend. I want to thank you guys for subscribing to our podcast, okay? Our podcast. And if you did and you left a review, well, then we might have a prize for you
right now.
Not all balls are equal.
Balls to the walls with Covino and Rich.
You bake the balls.
I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect.
You gotta feel them. You gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like Brady likes angry balls lately.
So, Danny G, I know you picked some nice reviews on the Apple Podcast page.
Yep, it's bribery, Rich.
I know.
To help grow our podcast numbers.
What do you got today?
All you got to do, go to our Apple Podcast page, type in Covino and Rich Show on your device, and you'll see where you can write and leave a 5-star review. The first winner for today
Username Cowboys Mike 1214. Best talk show on the radio is his title.
Wow. Cowboys winner.
At least he won something.
He's lying.
This guy also didn't say Dak's the best quarterback, did he? Because then I question his opinions.
Covino and Rich are without a doubt the undisputed champs in talk radio. The guys bring it every day and are far from boring like some other sports shows.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
I had the privilege of being their very first caller when they started on Sunday nights in September of 2021. The Patreon show they do is the best podcast, and their music work over on Sirius XM is amazing. They've always been the undisputed champs in voice tracking as well.
Now he's just lying.
Man, you know what? Can this guy write my profile?
Add this to my Wikipedia page.
Thank you.
Thank you, Covino and Rich, for making my life as a truck driver enjoyable.
Wow. Man.
Mike from Florida. Thanks, Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike, and you deserve this bribery ball. Yeah. Who else we got?
Next one. One star. You guys stink. No.
Spot.
Fantastic show is the title. Five stars. Howie FR is the username. These guys are a fantastic listen. They talk sports, but also life. Danny G, Ramos, and Spot really add to the show. This guy knows what he's talking about.
I think you added that in, but that's okay. I'll accept it.
The only problem is that the 2 hours goes by way too fast.
That's true.
FSR, please bump this show up to 3 hours. Wow. Howard R.
Nice.
There you go.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you, everybody, for subscribing and for your review.
And all you got to do, by the way, email me if you hear yours read. I'll verify it's you, and we'll mail out your CNR Nerf football. It's crprizes@gmail.com.
crprizes@gmail.com. And again, subscribe for free. Just search Covino and Rich and leave a review. We're Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios. And a quick reminder, tomorrow, Iron Mike trivia on a Taco Tuesday.
Can't wait. You know, we're talking about how to watch the games, right? Yeah. And I do have one more thought, because I know Sunday, Championship Sunday, I told you guys, let's all have a party at my house. I'm still down for that. Hopefully you guys all want to hang. But I have one buddy that's a big Eagles fan, and he hit me up. He lives out here in L.A., and he said, hey, where are we watching this? And I go, I'm having people over. He goes, all right. And I'm thinking, do I want a guy showing up at my house
ruining the vibe? No.
With his Jalen Hurts jersey on, being all, you know, fly, Eagles, fly. Meanwhile, I'm going to be hating his face. But he's a friend. So do you want to never watch with people that are rooting against you? That's sort of always been one of my feelings.
I personally don't allow it. That's just my personal rule.
We've told the story before, but I remember going to Covino's once for a Yankees playoff game.
Yeah, it's a whole Yankee. We're a Yankees family.
And I'm not a Yankee guy. I'm a Mets fan. But as a friend to Covino, I was like, I'll go watch. I mean, listen, if you're watching your Yanks, I'm not going to be a jerk. Some guy brings a buddy wearing a Red Sox jersey.
Yeah, beat it. Out!
And he's like, go Sox!
No, he threw him in the bathroom. I didn't want his face looking at my TV.
I don't know.
In the bathroom.
Now she can't leave.
Now you can't.
So we gave him a beatdown that he'd never forget, and then we said, now you can't leave. Yeah. And then we threw him in the bathroom.
Perfect.
So anyway, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We hope you enjoyed your UFC this weekend. We got some new light heavyweight champions of the world. There's some good fights and some great football.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Enjoy your Monday. Watch Last of Us on HBO. It's great. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah!
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.